I'm Jeb Sharp, and you're tuned to The World. Some election drama in Ecuador. The country voted for a new president on Sunday, and it's still so close they may have to hold a runoff in April. In the lead is leftist candidate Lenin Moreno, followed by conservative challenger Guillermo Lasso. Alexandra Ulmer is covering Ecuador's elections for Reuters. Alexandra, this election is being watched very closely in Latin America. Help us understand why. What's at stake?
Yes, absolutely, Deb. What we've seen in the last about a year and a half is that South America has gradually been moving to the right. So there's a strong leftist bloc that dominated the region for about a decade in the midst of a big commodities boom that boosted prices for oil and soy and copper, which are all top exports in the region. As that boom has faded and some of the governments have grown more unpopular, there's been a switch in the region. So we've seen right-wing governments ushered it in Peru, Argentina, and Brazil. So observers are watching closely to see if Ecuador will buck the trend or will move away from a left-wing model.
So What's the mood like, given that the election kind of hangs in the balance?
Well, Ecuador's on tenterhooks today. Ruling party candidate Moreno is very close to clinching victory in the first round. Last time I checked, with about 88% of results counted, he was at 39.1%. So he needs a minimum of 40% of valid votes and a 10-point difference with his nearest rival, which he already has. The Electoral Council has said there have been some delays in counting the ballots and that a full final result is only expected in 3 days. In the meantime, the opposition is saying they're worried there could be fraud. There have always already been protests in front of the Electoral Council headquarters here in capital Quito. Demonstrators waving flags and shouting, "We don't want to be Cuba and Venezuela," demanding prompt results. The government has said there is no fraud. It's just taking time to count all the ballots because it's such a tight election.
And what are the political divisions like in Ecuador? How sharp are they? Mm-hmm. How emotional?
There's been a very bitter campaign. The opposition accuses the ruling party of wrecking the economy here and of being involved in big corruption scandals. The government, by contrast, has hit out against the main opposition candidate, Lasso, who's a former banker, by saying he's linked to the 1999 financial crisis here, and that he's an elitist who would govern for the rich. So it's been a pretty acrimonious campaign, and there is a big divide in Ecuador. That said, the mood has changed from a few years ago, where the country was definitely a majority pro-Correa, and now we can see there's a majority of the opposition. The problem is they had too many opposition candidates running in the first round to be able to beat the ruling party candidate.
Now, one reason we Americans might be more interested than usual in the election there is that the winner could hold the fate of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in their hands. And that's because he's been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012. And I'm just curious what you know about these candidates and whether they want that to continue.
Well, the main opposition candidate, Guillermo Lasso, who I interviewed last week in his hometown in Guayaquil, was firm that he would remove Assange from the London embassy within 30 days of taking power. He said Ecuador should never have spent a cent on him and that he would, you know, respecting international law, et cetera, ask him to leave the embassy. The ruling party candidate, however, has said he would allow Assange to stay in the embassy, but this morning said he would also speak to Assange and ask him not to, quote, interfere in the politics of countries that are friends of Ecuador.
How does the whole story play in Ecuador now, so many years later?
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint, but I have to say no one is talking about Assange here. Ecuadorians are worried about, you know, very common things like jobs, health, security, and corruption scandals, and Assange is many miles away.
Yeah, that makes sense. Alexandra Ulmer is a Reuters correspondent covering Ecuador's elections. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.